That reading from Deuteronomy is perhaps one of the best stated creedal statements in the Old Testament. It says who they are as a Jewish people. When you make your offering, he says, set it down and then step back and say, my father was a wandering Aramean who wandered down into Egypt and became there a great nation and then became enslaved, and God heard his cry of distress, rescued him from that slavery and that death, led him through the Red Sea, and spent a lifetime in the wilderness with him, forming him as his own, and then led him into the Promised Land. It's in a nutshell the history of the Old Testament. It's about the Exodus experience, which is the paradigm of what it means to be Jewish. And the annual celebration of Passover was given to them so that they would never forget that story, that that identifies them as God's people. And so the Jews believed that in remembering that very powerfully, they made it present. Now, we do something similar here in the Mass. This is about memory, too. Do this in memory of me. And we recall the major identifying event that forms us as Christians and tells us who we are. We tell this story to ourselves over and over again. On the night before he died, he took bread and blessed it and broke it, etc. And this is all tied to his paschal mystery, what he did for us in his passion and death and resurrection. This identifies us. This is who we are. And every time we enter a Catholic church and sign ourselves in that baptismal water, we are, in a ritual kind of way, re-identifying, reshaping ourselves into who we are as Christians. Identified, joined with Christ. And the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert is an assuming of the whole of Israel's history that is so identified in those 40 years in the wilderness where they were formed by God. This disparate, wandering nobodies became God's own, God's elect, his chosen ones. And from then on, they are identified with that. So we do the same thing at the Mass. We identify with Christ. But this identification is more than just a memory. It's, for us Christians, this is not just remembering, this is joining with, it is becoming in union with. I love the term Holy Communion, because this is more than just memory, this is more than just remembering what our identity is, even though it is that, and that's very important. But even more powerfully, this is union with Christ through the power of the Spirit. We have an invocation of the Holy Spirit over us, asking that we would become one body, one spirit in Christ. And baptism is union with him, joining him in his death and in his resurrection. This morning, we have 8 people who are preparing to join the church at Easter. 4 of them are going to be baptized. And so they are going to go through the baptismal waters here at Easter, and they're going to be joined with Christ in the same way that we are. They're going to come into communion with him and with us, his body. And there are 4 others here who are already baptized in other Christian churches, but they're going to come into full communion with the Catholic Church here at Easter. And so this afternoon at the cathedral, we celebrate the rite of election, where the bishop will, in the name of Christ and in the name of the church, call these people to the Easter sacraments. And what we're going to do here right now is what we call the rite of sending, the rite in which we call them forward. Those to be baptized will sign the book of the elect. This afternoon, we'll take that book to the cathedral, and their names will be read off along with the candidates who are coming into full communion, and they will be greeted by the bishop. This initiates this Lenten season, which for the catechumens and candidates is that final spiritual journey to the Easter sacraments. So we're going to step up our prayers during this Lenten season for them, because we have gotten to know them over these recent months as they have been preparing every Thursday night, and they've gone through a couple of rituals already with us here at the 10:30 Mass. So we're going to be praying for their final spiritual journey on the way to Easter.